What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9, the game's very own Braves insider and reporter and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley. And our conversation with Grant is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Grant, welcome in. Not going to lie, I expected to have more trade news to talk about with you today, but here we are.
Yes, here we are with a lot of trade news to talk about if you like Major League Baseball, and very little to talk about if you're expecting much from the Braves in terms of, I guess, moving some contracts is probably where we're going to start. So I'll go ahead and throw it out there on the table.
I just want to know, did you expect that we would have more to talk about today? I think you probably did, but any you know, are you shocked? Maybe shock's not the word. Are you surprised that we don't have more to talk about today?
Yeah, shock's definitely not the word, but surprised, that may even be a little bit strong. I was kind of thinking, well, how could they not? And I think a lot of people probably felt that way in terms of making a couple of trades. Posted on social media about this time yesterday, hey, it's trade deadline day, not the one that the Braves wanted. I still expect them to make two trades. And, of course, I opened the forum up for what people wanted to see. I got a lot of feedback of what the expectations were, good, bad, and indifferent. And then we proceeded to watch the seconds and minutes and hours tick by, and nothing really happened for the Braves. They made a flurry of moves leading up to the day of the deadline, you know, necessary moves, really, on the roster. But Marcell Ozuna, Raisel Iglesias, still in Braves uniforms. And even hearing from Alex Anthopoulos yesterday, it just seems like there's a lot just tied up here in what has been a disappointing season. And this is just kind of the latest in, I don't know if it's to be expected, chapter. But if it can't go wrong for the Braves this year, it seems to have somehow gone wrong.
Speaking of going wrong, Grant, I've been wanting to kind of get your take on this. I mean, I am hearing the hot takes about Ronald Acuna Jr. needs to sit out the rest of the year, maybe never even play again unless it's a playoff opportunity. You know, just sit him on the bench and keep him in a bubble.
Here we go.
But how dumb would this organization look if Ronald Acuna Jr. gets healthy, wants to come back, they sit him because they want to keep him ready for 26th, and then we all get to watch his highlights when he plays in the Venezuelan Winter League during the winter.
A little bit of a loaded question.
Well, let me put the Winter League aside and ask you this. If Ronald Acuna Jr. is healthy and ready to play in, let's just say, 3 weeks, find me the precedent in the sport of baseball, just for starters. We don't even have to go outside of baseball, though I know everybody right now wants to point at the NBA and say, look, there's been Achilles injuries. You can't take any chances whatsoever with this guy. Got to wrap him up and, you know, keep him on the sidelines for his own good and for the future. Find me the player that was healthy and just voluntarily or involuntarily was forced to sit out for the better part of a month, 6 weeks, whatever it would be. Alex said this yesterday, too, and I don't disagree with this. If there was a week left in the season, there may not be quite the push to say, oh, we got to get Ronald back on the field. But there are 2 months left. So, you know, players, it's in the name right there, they play the sport. So if he is healthy, he's going to go out there and play. And no small thing, if the players' union gets a whiff of, wait, this guy's healthy and they're just sitting him on the IL and not letting him play, you want to talk about something, you know, a Pandora's box you don't want to open, that would probably be on my short list of it. So I get it. I understand. And, you know, the old phrase from a few years ago, the abundance of caution, but that's just not how this works. And that's just not how life works, because as much as you want to, you know, put him off to the side or not have him play, or, hey, this pitcher doesn't need to come back this year, he doesn't need to pitch, every time a player goes on the field, there's a possibility he can get hurt. You'll never completely manage away from it. But I guess you kind of get into where people are dug in on the nuance of the conversation about trying to avoid what they believe is inevitable, and that ultimately is, I think, a personal thing.
Okay. Now, to that point, though, can they ask him not to play in Winter League? Because, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot or put you out, but I feel like all that, to me, this conversation is so flawed about what we're having with him not playing, because the real concern for the organization, for the player and for the fans, for the player to see him, is the fact that if he goes and plays in Winter League, when you would like to see him just train and kind of take it easy and not risk himself.
I mean, Ronald hasn't gone into an offseason, in my eyes, where it's looked like he's just taking it easy. This guy works out incredibly hard. I mean, obviously, he's had to spend a couple of winters rehabbing, which is not what you want to do, but he's done it. And every time he's come back, I feel like he's done it in the best possible way. And the Winter League thing is meaningful for him. Will he play every single year? I don't know. Does he want to play, though? I think the answer to that is probably going to be yes, at least for the short term. I don't know if the Winter League thing is really, you know, something that needs to be, you know, figured out right now. But there is that possibility, and there would be a certain amount of optics of, well, we didn't have him play the Major League games, for which he is being handsomely paid, but he's going to go play in the Winter League ball to have some fun. I mean, I don't know where one argument ends and the other begins. It would be just so hopelessly wrapped up inside each other. But bottom line is, I mean, you have to manage reasonably these players through the season. The injuries are part of it. But if somebody is healthy enough to play, I just don't see the case to be made that for weeks and weeks or a month or more, they just need to sit because you want them to look at next year. And let me throw this out there just as another fun, another little grenade I'm just going to roll into the tent. What happens on the flip side of this coin when a player decides, well, Ronald didn't have to play, and I think this season's lost, so I don't think I need to play for the final 6 weeks. And then you end up with that whole thing. And don't tell me it won't happen, because I promise you that it will, because there's all kinds of whataboutism that goes on with these kinds of things. But what would the fan response be to a player saying, yeah, I just don't see the point of me going out there for the final 7 weeks, so I'm just going to take it on to the house and collect my check because I'm operating with an abundance of caution.
Yeah, that would not be received very well. We are joined by our Braves insider, Grant McCauley, on the morning shift. Speaking of the season, at this point, we kind of know how this season is going to go. So how is this team going to recalibrate for 2026, or am I jumping too far ahead?
No, and that's the question I really had for Alex in yesterday's media availability. It was about 30 minutes of, you know, trying to parse through the lack of moves to the deadline without really being able to get into specifics or know names and offers and conversations. I'm sure they had a lot of those. And he was saying, look, and his answer to my question was, I view the trade deadline as our offseason starts now. I mean, obviously they are where they are. Their record is what it is. They needed to start having, you know, substantive conversations about what the winter could look like and what kind of deals. And he said that this is an environment where everybody asks about virtually everyone. And all those conversations are welcome. Nobody gets offended because it's, all right, I got to ask, what would it take to do X, Y, Z? And some of those talks have in the past, I know specifically I can tell you with Joe Jimenez, you know, the Braves wanted him at a trade deadline, didn't get him, then they got him in the winter. So this can lead to something. Will it lead to all of the moves that the Braves need to make over the winter? Probably not. But they are going to have to, I think, recalibrate things from a roster construction standpoint, a depth standpoint. The leadership standpoint is obviously a question with the future of Brian Snitker. Not decided, at least not publicly, in terms of, you know, whether or not he'll be back next year and what the coaching staff will look like next year. And really, I think just looking through it, everything should be on the table. I've been saying this since last Sunday on From the Diamond. I said it to Dukes and Bell last night. There just needs to be a lot of conversation going on about how to get this team back on the track that it needs to be on and stay on. You can't stop the injuries completely. Can you look at maybe some different training methods and whatnot? Sure, and you should talk about that too. And I'm not saying that to be offensive or blame every injury on the training staff, because that would be silly. But there needs to be a conversation about virtually everything for this club to really get back to the root of what it sets out to be every single year, because they didn't meet their expectations, and they certainly weren't able to meet the expectations of a fan base that has come to, you know, see this club as one that should be in that field in October and doing big things in October, and it's been a while since that happened.
There you have it. Grant McCauley blames training staff. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, Grant. I'm kidding. I know
you're going to throw in grenades in there.
Hey, real quick for me, Grant. What about, and this is such a hard question for you to answer, but has Ozuna hurt his value as a free agent with an injury and then and then the production lacking to the point where maybe he could be a cheaper bench bat for this team, or maybe DH where they could rotate him in with the catching duo kind of thing in the DH next year? Or is that just too – is it so early to tell that it's not even something you could answer?
I think it's cost dependent. And secondly, which may be the first part of your question actually, is what kind of surgery will he need to have for this, and how will that impact him in 2026? I think that question probably has to be answered. I mean, Marcel has had a roller coaster of a time with the Braves, but his ability to overcome both the things that he dealt with off the field and the lack of performance on the field and become, by all accounts, a very well-respected and loved teammate for this club. And oh, by the way, a guy that put up some monster numbers the last 2 years. I mean, there's a case to be made for it, but it also, could it be cost prohibitive? Like, do you want to spend too much money on a DH who's not DHing every day while you're also trying to rotate and get value from the bat that you've got in Drake Baldwin and Sean Murphy? Do you want to start thinking about, all right, well, we want to manage Ronald Acuna Jr.'s workload a little bit. Let's have him DH a couple times a week, have the catchers DH the rest of the time, and rotate their starts behind the plate, because the catchers, they're not going to both play 162 games between catcher and DH. That's untenable. You can't do that. You can't put catchers through that. So that's kind of the way I look at it, is if there's a spot and it made sense and the money was right and the fit was right, perhaps. I wouldn't rule anything out at this point, because those big conversations I was talking about, they haven't had any of them yet. So I guess they've got to kind of sort out what they want and what they need. But yeah, I mean, this is a club that we can look at it. They're what, 20th, 19th, 20th in the league in runs scored. They need to figure out this offense. They've need to figure it out for a couple of years. And that's probably going to be at or near the top of the list for what the Braves have got to get right for 26.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of figuring out this offense and figuring out other things with his team, I don't want to let the people go right now, and you, Grant, being on the phone without having a slight announcement here, and that is to let the people know that you're going to be joining me a week from today and throughout the season on the Falcons Radio Network for the post game, my friend. I know you didn't even know that was coming. You're like, where's this guy going with this? But I did get the okay from the higher-ups to let people know that you're going to be part of the Falcons post game broadcast and halftime. We're going to be excited to have you, Grant McCall.
All right. Yeah. Well, very cool. I'm very excited about that as well. I wasn't sure what our time frame was. Thank you. Yeah. Wasn't sure what our time frame was for announcing everything, but I'm thrilled to – you know, have the opportunity to jump in and join you guys and, you know, get on the ride for what we hope is going to be a fun season. So looking forward to it. And it's a week from today. So got to roll up the sleeves, got to do some reading, and got to be ready to bring the A game, as they say. And it's preseason for us too, though, right? For the first few weeks.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I say.
You better bring your stats and knowledge, Grant, because you're in my dojo now.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Grant, what are you working on for From the Diamond this weekend?
Well, we're going to try to unpack the trade deadline, which across Major League Baseball was wild. It was all over the place. I think the discussion about how the Braves sat on the relievers that they had without being able to get much for them when it seemed like a lot of other relievers were fetching a pretty good prize, that's a discussion. You'll hear a lot from Alex Anthopoulos. I've got Scott Braun of Foul Territory joining me to break down the MLB side. I've got my buddy Brad Rowland from Hammer Territory joining me to talk about the Braves side and kind of forecast what the next couple of months will be for this Atlanta team. It's From the Diamond 5 to 7 on Sunday here on 92.9 The Game, wherever you get your podcast, and on the Odyssey app.
Awesome. Thanks, Grant.
Rise up, Grant.
Thanks, everyone. Yep, rise up.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.